You're listening to Rooftop Sessions, supported by Ogden Media and Bayside Bowl, fueled by the generosity of Dutch and some serendipitous production and packaging errors.
Well, little sister retro, I think you better put on your stilettos. I know these times, they can be so heavy. I'm gonna pick you up, you better be ready.
Season in a row with a podcast, and it is fourth time in 5 years we are back with Rooftop Sessions, the weekly podcast, or well, the semi-occasional podcast about Bowl Portland.
When we feel like it.
Yeah.
Once
yeah.
a quarter, that's the goal.
Yep. Oh yeah, for at least a season.
Quarterly report.
For the quarterly report podcast on Bowl Portland Rooftop Sessions from TDYOB, this is Space Farmer.
Mac Farmer.
Oh yeah, good to be back. Good to be back.
What'd you do all summer? I guess it's not. Never mind.
Never mind. He is a Bowl Portland champion, but he's got no chance now. He is from LOS Double Cheese.
Cheese.
No chance.
No chance.
How dare you?
It's true.
Seriously.
It's totally true.
They're gonna get nothing but wins on Thursday night. They'll get that easy.
Well, that's what everyone seems to think. But
trail into the tournament.
We'll talk about it.
Glossy's like, dude, you're going to win Thursday A now. Finally.
No.
Finally.
No way.
Who's Glossy?
Final. Yeah. He is the founder and general manager of TDYOB, Dr. Thunder.
Hey, nice. Thunder.
How was your draft league, dude?
Draft league was good. 6-5, winning record. First time in a long time. But I unfortunately looked at the standings and said, Charlie's standings are fucking whack, dude. It's like A and B division. He's like, well, you know, that's a good point. They do look unbalanced. I'll make the last two fucking playoff bids by team average. And that cost us the last spot in the playoffs. So it went classic Thunder style.
It's true. Classic. The founder and commissioner of Bowl Portland, Carl Hungus.
Hungus.
Good to have you. 12 years. Thanks. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
Yeah. Yep. I can believe it.
I could try to sign everybody this offseason.
He did. Yeah, oh, yeah. He's making moves.
Active. Might not be done yet.
Active.
We're slashing prices.
Team
How committed are you guys to TDYOB? Team
Let's
talk about it.
just a conversation.
I do like your new threads.
How was your draft league, Hungus?
That was a ton of fun. I got most of my regular draft picks. I got Nurple back and the Fuge, as always. And this year, the new ringer type was Tango, and that was fun. I never had a chance to bowl Tango. Had a good season.
A ringer.
And I held on.
And you made the playoffs?
200.1.
Nice.
It was fading.
He's a 200.1 guy.
And Purple Nurple retired because of you.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, you sent him into retirement.
Something like that.
Well played.
Sounds like a blast.
Fuge had a good time. And we got to play with Dump Truck. I'd never met Dump Truck
great.
Before.
Oh, yeah,
that
she's
was
great.
Fantastic and good teammate.
She's related to TDYOB.
And you made the playoffs?
We did. We actually.
She's family.
We made the playoffs.
She's a cousin of ours.
Cheese, you made the playoffs in draft league?
We did.
Yeah. How did the shirts come out this year?
Shirts were great. I mean, shout out to Fuge. We went 2001 Space Odyssey on it. And we kind of had some ideas, and Fuge took it and was like, you know what? This is really kind of what you want to do. You know, he took our advice and then did something completely different.
But that's what he does.
That was way better.
But he could see the destination before we could. So
yeah, they were good.
I didn't know you had shirts.
Yeah.
I didn't either. So that was a setup for a joke that he didn't have shirts.
I guess they did.
I guess they did.
What week did these shirts arrive?
Well, last year. better than last year.
All right. God. Very cool. All right. Welcome to 2019 BOPO 12, the first year with an average cap.
791.3, which is the max average from last year of like of Sharks and Strikes, their ideal lineup, plus 10.
Yeah.
Now, did their average actually go down this year with all the moves they made?
Yes.
Yep.
Probably. We're going to have to call a timeout and bring it in and start bringing some energy to this thing.
It's on you, dude.
Okay. Here's a ball opener.
Good deal. We're starting January 1st for Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Wow.
January 1st. I
need to bring the energy.
Is that going to be crazy?
Yeah, I don't know. I saw that one coming.
I hope so. I mean, that's the idea. It's opening night at BOPO. Should be crazy.
Let's get crazy.
Now, who's DJing that night?
That is still to be determined.
Are you just going to play New Year's Day by U2 on repeat for 4 hours? over under, I mean, that gets played 5 times during BOPO that night.
I mean, if we don't get a DJ, that's always an option.
Now, is this first New Year's Day BOPO ever?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it works. The way PBA coming in April, the way the schedule worked, we needed to start it. If we started a week later, it didn't work.
I love it. Tuesday's got to go first. I don't like when fucking Friday starts off or Thursday starts off. Let's get fake Thursday in here. Get them all done with, and then let's fucking start partying.
You guys get the third.
That will be good. This year, there are also games on Fridays and also Sundays now, Hungus?
Twice, I think it happens.
2 Sunday sessions?
Yeah. It'd be pretty fun. I mean, the day we did the little bring-your-own-team Baker tourney, it's like 11:30 on a Sunday. We sold 82 mimosas. It was like, wow. Good day. I think people seem to like it.
I drank every Sunday. Might as well be here.
Is that your religion? Well, during the that's your religion.
And during the winter and summer. So, yeah, every Friday.
Every Sunday, yeah. I'm with you.
Well, you're consistent.
I'm with you. Has there been a decision on the pattern for all the bowling nerds listening?
Ooh, cheetah. Let's do cheetah.
I think we'll probably just do this one that we've had down, cheetah.
Nice. 183 guy in that right now.
And what is the deal?
Right?
What's the deal with this pattern?
Cheese game was.
Cheese, let's talk to us from a bowling nerd perspective.
Oh God, how about
cheetah? Your equipment, shoes, everything, tape yeah, in, tape out.
Everyone needs a new bowling ball.
Visit your local pro shop.
Cheese,
contact Morris Pro Shop.
You recommend to everybody? Yeah. All Brunswick equipment. Who are you sponsored by?
Yeah, nobody.
What a fucking surprise. Oh, sorry. Back to the nerd bowling.
Task at hand.
Yeah.
Well, cheetahs, I'm not sure what the length is on this one. I can't remember if it's 33 or 35, but...
35.
There you go. It's under a 2-to-1 ratio. It doesn't play like that.
Right around 2-to-1.
Yeah, that's... But
the idea is it's a PBA pattern, so if you do well on it, you feel good, but it's the easiest one they have.
Nice. I like to hear easy.
I just had a nice score on a PBA.
On a PBA pattern.
Yeah. Well, that explains right, like 183 it. Now.
183, 185, 182. TDYB smashed Sharks on Strikes.
We did. We crushed them.
Smashed them 3-on-2.
Yep.
They both beat us. They had 200s, but we killed them.
Hungus, we have 3 new teams. Is that correct?
Yep.
Welcome to the party, pal.
2. It's actually, the smallest expansion because we're only...
Growing by 1. So, Kind and Company, they have a team name called, like,
Bear.
Bear.
B-A-R-E?
It's going to look like the dare, but I don't know what...
Oh, yes, B-A-R-E.
Exactly what it stands
B-A-R-E.
For.
That's
I'm in
nice.
For it.
Yeah. I had that program in elementary school.
We had a Poultry Ass as a new team.
Yeah, that's the Poultry Association. They were... That's Iceberg's team.
The association, really?
Yeah, they
I would never
get in Casco Bailey.
Poultry Ass.
Oh, that's nice.
It's not Poultry Association anymore. Not even close. Welcome to your new team, assholes.
I look at the schedule. It's a Poultry Ass.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, that ought to lend itself. Yeah.
Well, they were Turkey Club for a long time in Casco Bailey, and they wanted to be Turkey Club.
Hey, we got a great name for one team. It's Turkey Club. Good idea. 6 years ago.
It's like Magic's team name. They think they're one thing, but they're another.
And then Noise Boys.
Yeah, they have a team name too. I just don't remember what it is.
What night are these guys on?
Tuesday.
Tuesday B?
God.
These dudes go hard.
Yeah.
Tuesday just got a party squad. That's huge. Fuck. 8 points on my D. Not good.
And Hungus, is the PBA in the season, in the playoffs? How's it work this year?
It'll be between the end of the season and the playoffs.
All right.
Oh, wow. I remember those days. Get ready for the plague. Everybody wash your fucking hands. If you're fucking puking, stay the fuck out of here. Jesus Christ, let's do it right this time. Every time the PBA goes before us finishing,
well,
I almost die.
This one that's
mentally.
Happening in April is a little different because this is their first ever playoffs. So they're playing more competitively, but it's just head-to-head. So I think it'll be mostly Bull Portlanders in watching that one. It'll be fun. It'll feel, that one will be more drunk sporting event.
I'm still going to party nonstop. Doesn't matter what the pros do. Exactly. We're the pros.
Doesn't matter what the pros do.
We've seen those guys try to party. We're the pros.
Doesn't work out well.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
I'm like the third money fucking earner on tour as it is.
So this is our 12th. Bowl Portland season, but we also probably, I assume, our 12th bowling ball as well.
Yeah.
And is there a theme already determined?
Perfect dozen.
Space, well, madness.
It's space. Most likely the Lawrence Welk show. There's still an outside chance it's changing.
Fuck yes.
Whoa.
Liberace in the house.
Yeah. It'll look nice. It'll.
Are you going as Liberace?
Hell yes.
All right.
May rest in peace.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about the teams that...
Did you see the HBO
We need
thing
to say on? They need to rest in peace, too. Like, who have we lost?
We have lost two teams. Pud's Taxi.
Oh, no.
It's the second time.
That we lost them?
Yeah, they lost them. So they could always come back.
Yeah.
I think they could be back.
Squad?
They could be
they're
back
next year. First-year squad, right?
Not a first year, but they early. They played at Yankee.
Usually the last team to pay.
We lost Bernie's team.
And we also lost Three Livers.
Ooh. Yeah, that's...
That's original?
Yeah. That's crazy. And the original team, but also like pretty much... The same three. I mean, Wilma Pearl and Bernie.
That's a big loss.
Yeah.
Life gets in the way, man. You get kids, got to get somebody to quit. Looks like.
I think they would have liked Thursday quit. Be a little better as they were finishing. Because Tuesday B is, you know, the score
is getting hard.
Pretty good. I mean, I think they would have had a little more fun on Thursday B.
So, top Tuesday B person
versus they were pretty rough at
lowest bowling. Thursday.
Hungus just team. Said Thursday is more fun. Like 100%.
You did.
Yep. But we are, everybody knew that.
Yeah.
Well, not you guys. Fuck. You guys should be on Tuesday. You guys are no fun.
I would say everybody in Tuesday B really loves their division. But they were in the wrong division.
All right, we're just going to have to count up tabs again.
We got to bring count up tabs. We'll settle this.
Spare the dogs. Come heavy this year on Thursday night, my man.
On this episode of Rooftop Sessions, we're going to talk through each division, talk about the ads. And losses for each team. We're going to start with Tuesday A. The Oddballs, Tuesday A, returning champs.
Dorks.
They added Nugget and dropped Gutter Boy's mom.
Wow. It's an upgrade from a bowling standpoint, not from a hang standpoint.
But she bowls with them at the other place in like another league, right?
Oh, no, it's a great fit. I think it's a big pickup. Who else they got? Nobody
Ray? They got your draft league teammates.
Well,
man.
That's true. Those guys are fucked. I destroyed Twisted T and Brooklyn's averages like I do to everybody. Heartbreak Kid is hot, but I mean, fuck, the Oddballs are done. They got a couple 170 guys now. You're welcome, dudes.
Oh, yeah, Couch said thank you for not drafting him in draft league, by the way.
I don't even know who Couch is.
No. He's the father of love. Scene.
Couch win draft? Yeah, either did I.
Did
and guess what? When we played Couch, we beat the shit out of him. I told him about it the whole time. Just didn't understand. I was using words. Couch could fuck himself. I piss on couches, I fuck on couches, and I shit on couches.
Oh
no
boy.
Offense to Couch.
Jeez, Couch.
Well, I've never shit on a couch. I probably have. I have.
Rochelle never lies.
Nope, it does not, unfortunately.
Saucy Posse, standing pat. No changes there, I don't think.
Just the old ACL surgery.
Yeah.
He's already recovered. Jesus has healed him. He's back out there bowling.
He is bowling again. Just barely.
Sharks and Strikes lost Nugget and Railroad. They pick up Cheddar, and I have another confirmation of yes for Mount Everest.
I've heard no.
Speedy Wiener is pregnant. So she's she'll be out for the playoffs likely. She's due in April.
So
Mount Everest and Nugget will likely be.
No, Nuggets are going to stay on oddballs.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Jimmy, or Master Splinter told me the Everest thing is just a Sharks and Strikes lie. Just their normal drama mama, think about this. Yeah, drama he said he's talked to Frankie Aberlon and Mrs. Brady, and they both said no. Because they don't want her in this degenerate, drug-addicted, alcoholic, party-first, bull-ass league.
That makes sense.
I don't believe it. I think it's true.
Oh, the Rochambeau. Well,
we just have to find out.
Oh!
Congrats on the pickup.
Nice pickup, guys.
Thunder's wrong twice already.
Yeah, great pickup. Our defending champion, Turkey Club. No changes.
Holy shit, they won the title?
I didn't even know they won last year. Oh, there goes Josh Gordon. He's breaking free.
Tackled.
Sons of Danarchy, drop the dentist and pick up Revelord.
Ooh, cut dentist. I like that.
I do too.
I like the sound.
I do too. I do too.
What you guys got going on tonight?
Hey there!
You guys shooting my goose tonight?
Yahtzee, I believe, has rebranded as the Swinging Richards.
All right.
That was the word.
That is a terrible name.
But
I like the fact that Cheddar said no.
What do you mean?
He took the name with him.
Oh, he said, fuck you, you can't have the name? I did not know that.
Yeah, basically.
Is this like when, you know, the Cleveland Browns went to Baltimore and then...
they became the Ravens and won a title?
And then a new franchise became the Cleveland Browns?
Like, look, fuck Cheddar.
Something like that.
Fuck that guy. He goes off, joins Young the Bold 2.
Who gets the banner? Whose banner is it?
Wins a title with him, like some fucking Sunday weekend fucking title. So does Curb stomps them to go to Sharks and Strikes.
Does Cheddar own the banner?
Then texts me, he's like, stop all this drama. I'm like, dude, all I said was you joined another team, fucked them over.
Which he did.
And then joined another team. Which so, you know, there's no drama or, like, lies there. I'm just saying what you did. He's like, well, you know, that's kind of true. And I was like, and guess what? Nobody fucking cares. I would have Curb stomped Young and the Bold 2 to go for fake Yahtzee as well. Last time I bowled with Pistol Pete... fucking no deodorant, hair coming out of his fucking chest hair coming up onto his face and shit. I can't do it. Young and the Bold and 2 for me. You know who they got to fill the spot? Shifter. Shifter's back with YB2.
Is he?
Yep, and they're calling themselves Yahtzee now.
So is it their banner?
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's a power play right there.
They'll have,
Alphon now has a title in the league that he invented.
That's one way to do it.
2016 champs.
Sorry, Senator. Sorry.
Swinging
rolling names. Name. Bowling names, boys. Yeah.
He's
going
to readjust his Twitter profile.
Boxing down by Twitter bio. Bowling names only, dudes.
We should mention that the Swinging Richards did pick up Glossy Mexican as well.
Wow. That sucks.
Out with Cheddar and with Glossy.
His PBA name was Glossy Magician.
Yeah. Apparently you can't say Mexican. We have to bleep that out.
That's racist. Secondly,
that's racist.
There is no difference between Glossy and Cheddar. They both go 200 sometimes.
Ooh.
Fucking ruin the hang all the time. And when they get under 175, they fucking cry and mope until somebody pulls a beer on their fucking head and tells them to leave.
Who did that?
And then they text you and say, hey, hey, take it easy on me. Hey, fuck you. That's what you did.
We're still talking.
Grog!
Skull. They were finalists last year. They went 6-6 on Tuesday A. They are standing pat, I believe.
Unbelievable. 6-6. That just shows you what Tuesday A is.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I love this one. Bingos. Bingos picks up Gutter Boy. What a Tuesday move.
Lateral move?
That may be the worst
it's terrible.
Pickup in the history of all Portland.
Did they drop somebody?
And we picked up Shifter. So, I mean, when you're talking about the worst pickup ever,
well, Beer picked up Rick Vaughn.
We'll get there later.
Wait, did Bingo...
Well, who is the worst pickup ever in Portland history? What's his name's up there? That guy from Yankee that played for Turkey Club for a year.
Big Ring.
Yeah, Splinter's boy. Fucking guy got excommunicated after 1 year and no one's let him back in. He averages 295. So that's not a great pickup. Who else we got?
Pretty good
worst
average.
Pickups all the time. Farmer's up there. Holy fucking shit.
Side
143 out of the clown penis.
Clown penis.
Now that he's not on the team, we can call him by his birth name.
He's
clown penis. Yeah, we cut him. Cut him for Captain Sparrow. We'll get there. Sorry, dudes. Are we still on Tuesday?
Yeah, we're talking about Bingus picking up Gutter Boy.
Yeah, and it's a shit move.
Did Bingus drop anybody?
Watch your girls. You're going to be banging all their girls.
beer has made some moves. Rick Vaughn and Railroad joined the squad. Turncoat Ricky Vaughn. That's his new name.
Well, he founded a team and then he left it.
And Railroad, and I assume and the dude is moving back?
Yep.
Okay.
Dude's coming back?
Hungus.
Dude's
gone to Wrecking Balls.
Yeah, dude's going back to Wrecking Balls. So Hungus, that's going to be a big squad. On.
Yep.
Don't say coming.
How do you, it's going to work out? Yeah, you think it's you feel
seven
good about
people.
It.
Don't say home. But Filthy has kept warning me that he's barely going to make qualify for playoffs. So cool. I bet he'll still show up all the time because I hope he does. I think he will. I mean, if you're busy, you don't really help yourself by taking like that. You need your night out.
You need your night out. That's why Spooky's still on our team. Yeah.
I think Veer is the team to beat.
I do too.
I'm putting a target on their back.
I think they we asked have Bert the every, Bandit I think to join them really before Rick Vaughn.
We did.
The what?
They asked Bert the Bandit to join before Rick Vaughn.
Ooh, that's juicy.
Bert said no because he's not like Rick Vaughn. He's going to stay with the team he's loyal to. Rick came over.
Direct quote.
Rick's not even going to roll in the playoffs because they picked up Railroad. Would you roll Railroad, Hungus, and Urban Legend? Or Rick Vaughn over one of those guys in the playoffs?
Well, you don't play one game in the playoffs.
Well, sometimes you do. Sometimes you do.
Yeah, we closed them out in one.
If you're down 4-1,
I love to pick up.
You might want to keep with the same A team.
Now, does Rick know that you were cheating on him with Bert the Bandit? Or is he just finding out now?
I think so.
All right.
But I can't be positive.
Well, nothing was defined.
We tried to pick up Bert the Bandit, too, before Sparrow. No offense, Sparrow. We love you, dude.
Yeah. I mean, Bert would be fun to bowl with. Rick Vaughn's going to be a ton of fun to bowl with.
Yeah, that's a big move for Rick Vaughn from Thursday to Tuesday.
Yeah, we need, I mean, you know, I think it's great to bring some Thursday energy into Tuesday.
I think Rick Vaughn's going to bring more costumes to the table than Bert the Bandit. Bert the Bandit might give you a wig now and again. But Ricky's going to go, like, full...
Oh, yeah, no, I agree.
There's nobody other than me in the league that, like, except for Rick Vaughn, that I think of is, like, is up at the lanes right behind their own teammates as often. You know, you're just... It's going to be a high-energy group. I can't... I mean, he's going to be...
You guys are the team to
beat. I'm pretty pumped to have him on board. And Railroad is just is always smiling. You know, can't complain about
that. They've kind of got the best of both worlds. They've got big guns and, like, big party guys.
Urban. Now, they're in the Sharks and Strikes love triangle. They took a shark guy. Oddballs took a shark guy. It's going to be super weird for these teams this year. Yeah. You're in the love triangle, I guess.
We'll find out.
I don't want to be in that love triangle. No offense to any of those teams.
I don't think we're all
the drama
old.
Has now come to you.
Except for Railroad.
Railroad's going to be a handful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be like managing
He's a pretty rowdy guy.
Yeah. Rowdy.
The guy got his nickname because he got too drunk and had to walk to Saco for a year.
I love that story.
And he took the railroad.
Yeah.
I love that story.
Come on.
But he probably still spent the whole
night
just level-headed quietly
dude.
Smiling.
Yeah.
That's such a nice night. Stars are out.
Nice pickups.
OC lost Gutter Boy, and they pick up Natro.
OC needs to come to Thursday back. A or Tuesday B.
What? OC? Tuesday B?
OC is just going to get fucking murdered on the
You're talking about relegation? Are we doing promotion? Yeah.
No, it's just like, dude, wake up. You're not a Tuesday A team anymore. Come hang out.
Another non-Tuesday A team are the Strikes of Hazzard. They went 2-10 last year. They're standing pat with Bo and Luke. Flash.
Yeah,
and someone
dudes,
else?
Those dudes are rough. I talked to just like, I don't give a fuck.
Can't think
I'm
of
like,
the name
good.
Right now.
No,
good.
I didn't want to fuck generally.
Yeah. No, he's gone.
He's gone.
No,
that's an urban legend.
He's gone.
That's right. That's
he's
LB
been on
Davenport.
For 2 years.
That's what I meant.
LB Davenport, that's right.
LB is staying.
Other than that, they've got no one on the team. Right.
It's a murder. It's a murder every night.
And there is a new team on Tuesday, though.
It's a very good time to mention that if you do steal food from a private party while we're in holiday season here, even if you're in Bopo, you will be asked to leave the building. Now you can move on to your next team.
Oh, fuck this place.
None of us did it, did we?
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know who would do such a thing.
I gotta bet it was Luke and Uncle Jesse.
It's weird.
The last final team of
Luke
Tuesday
would never.
A is new to new. Tuesday A.
Full plates, full potential.
I believe Young and the Bold 2, formerly known as Young and the Bold 2, now known as...
Young and the Bold 3.
Dong City.
Not a bad name. Is that what the D?
They're not Tuesday A. They lost.
Dong's capitalized, all four of them.
Is that what the D and CDI stands for?
I didn't know we had a D.
They gained Cheddar, they lost Cheddar, and they lost Glossy.
But what a roller coaster.
Wow. That's a bummer.
What are they calling themselves these days?
I assume
Stunks.
Young in a bowl. Young in a bowl too, maybe.
Yankee lanes.
Should we move to Tuesday, B?
Well, are we doing forecasts or are we just doing moves?
Not yet, dude. It's a quarterly podcast.
Yeah.
Quarterly.
Tuesday B.
Early season Las Vegas favorite for me, beer.
In Tuesday B?
In the league. Oh. To win it all.
Yeah, no, totally. Totally.
Vegas has the money on beer right
they
now.
They might win the banner and team of the year.
Well, it's not going to be hard for them to win team of the year.
Yeah, really. Give me a break.
Well, then, but you would refuse yourself. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. It's the king of refusal. Here you go, team of the year, guys. Okay. There's one vote. Mine. Us. Meeting adjourned. You keg of kegglers.
So there's a chance.
Tuesday B?
Tuesday B. No idea. 11-1. No changes.
I love that they lost last year. Getting beat by Bull Trolls.
By Bull Trolls. Exactly.
And those shit-talking a-holes. Burt was going to leave, but he thought Tush may kill him. Like, the real life get murdered because you left your B team. Yeah. It's not random. Munson saw Tush out at a bar the other night. He cut his hair, had no idea who he was. Guy turned around, had this huge like hunting knife swinging from the back of his leg. He's like, dude, it's Tush.
Hey, buddy.
Tush in the house.
The other playoff teams from Tuesday B were Budweiser's and Brooklyn Hookers, and I believe they are all standing pat as far as we know.
As far as we know.
Wrecking Balls. They pick up the Dudes and Xander.
Oh, wow.
And they've lost Iceberg.
Now, that's a re-signing with the Dude, right?
Yeah. He's going back, but not as the captain. He left as the captain. Now he's going back as a player.
And who's the captain now?
Swanee.
Swan Dog Millionaire?
Captain's a lot.
Yes. Dude, the Wrecking Balls are looking good. Those are two
and
big additions.
Swanee bowls a lot.
Swanee
definitely
lot
should be the captain. He's here all the time.
I told Swanee's wife that he's not cheating on her. He really is here all the time. It's bowling true. In Master Splinter's shop the other day. He's like, Thunder, I owe you beers for that. You just saved my marriage. She thought I was cheating on her. I'm like, look at this guy. Nobody
but
wants
now
to
she's heard
him.
It from you.
Not even you. She bowled on the team, too.
Not even you.
Look, lady, nobody wants to bang this guy. Not even yourself. Come on. He's not cheating on anybody.
Where's Xander coming from?
Splits happen. He was the captain.
Left his own team.
Yeah, that, right.
Pulled a Rick Vaughn.
That's kind of the new thing.
I guess so. Strikes on Tap had a big loss. They lost Cleveland. Losing Cleveland off Strikes on Tap is very impactful, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, he's pretty damn solid, actually.
Yeah.
We're actually going to see him week one, and I'm not looking forward to that. Well, I am.
What?
Not
what's wrong?
Outcome.
You don't like the guy?
Cleveland's great.
Who's he playing for now?
I don't like our. They look challenging. Is my point.
Who's he playing for?
My balls.
We'll get there.
You went to Tuesday B. That's where you guys belong.
They
no
are,
offense,
they're
Tuesday
a
B.
Thursday 18.
We thought they were going to be a playoff team last year. The Incredibles. They went 6-6, and they stand pat. Splits Happen has lost Xander, their captain. So I assume they have an opening somewhere.
They have an opening for captain.
Yeah.
I have
Munson
been contacted
took it on
by their captain. I just don't.
Who it is?
I know her real name. So.
Right?
No, not allowed.
Yeah.
Could it be Shifter?
Probably not.
It's not.
We got a few more teams that I don't think had any changes. Ball That, Bilf, Burners, the Darlings of Bayside. They have some new shirts coming, I understand, but they are standing pat.
When they had Shear McDavin, I would say, is a bowling addict now, so they've got.
I think that's fair to say.
The Burners are. It'd be interesting. They're going to try to win.
Yeah, but he's still doing down the middle thing.
Sure. But it's it's the evolution.
Whom Spirit is. No changes. Three Livers. Sayonara. And now it's Bear, Poultry Ass, and Noise Boys rounding out the Tuesday B. I love the fact that Sticky Fingers, the captain of. Bear has marbles, also has marbles on that team.
Interesting.
The guy known as Nuggets X is on that team.
Tommy Jones?
Weird bowling name.
It's not cheese?
No. No. Neither of those.
Wait, Bear, is that like Dare? Bear?
Yes.
Like B...
B-A-R-E.
All capitals.
All caps.
She's like, can't wait to edit this fucking one.
Zero edit on that.
How am I going to cut out the laughter?
And that's it for Tuesday. So right after the break, we'll come back and we'll talk about the Thursday changes.
Stove's getting hot.
Oh, yeah.
Very hot.
He also told me about this team. He said he's going to win. He's going to be the first guy in Boko history to win MVP and spark plug. Like, that's fantastic.
No, Ted, I said butt plug.
Well, with that, welcome back to Rooftop Sessions, the occasional podcast about Bull Portland. Let's look at Thursday. A BUI went 10-2. They stand pat. They're the top remaining seed from Thursday A.
I wonder if they will get new shirts.
I can't fit into them. They're fucked. What's his name? The masseuse on that team?
Duke Thunderwood.
That's right. I don't recognize anyone else who uses Thunder in their name. It's fucking disrespectful. That guy has a bad Achilles injury. He can't bowl anymore. And he's like their steady ace. When they need a low 200 game, Duke Thunderwood knocks it out. You know you can't count on G-Unit anymore. Holy fuck.
Dude, whatever.
He's played too many seasons with Rick Vaughn in draft league. He's used to losing and sucking now.
G-Unit went like 720 against us last year.
That's because everybody hates you fucking guys and they bring their A-game. That team's fucking done. Write it down. I'll put $100
on it. BUI? Oh, boy. That might actually be worth it.
I said $100 they don't win the league.
No deal.
No one's taking the bet.
No deal.
LOS went 10-2 last year. They have picked up Corn Nut. From Dirty Half Dozen.
That's dirty right there. Stealing a lady from his fucking, from her husband.
Yeah, we're
on a different team, right?
Well, we're coming for a heart attack next.
Well, let's keep it professional. I like threesomes, but come on now.
You brought it up.
What are you, Dango? Look, dial it back in.
Jeez, what is, tell us how this happened.
Well, she was looking to bowl more, and we were looking for a steady second lady, you know, to have there pretty much every week. So we've got a couple other people kind of in the wings that can show up maybe kind of half the time. So
what is your lady roster looking like right now at LOS?
Well, we've got four women on the roster right now. We've got Pounds Badge from last year. We've got Strike Dancer from last year. We've got Corn Nut, and we've got a female bowler to be named later.
Is that Tater Chip?
Tater Chip's not a bad name. We can work.
Could it be Coco? I know you've always counted on
it. Not Coco. Yeah.
No. Okay. It's that lady from the party.
That's the one.
It's the lady from the party.
Yeah, he's got a girlfriend.
That's all I can say.
He's rehabbed now.
No, but yeah. So we're gonna juggle what we can, you know, for lineups.
And is everybody gonna be there all the time?
No. We're gonna have, I think Strike Dancer and Cornet are gonna be they should be there pretty much every week. But Pounds Badge will be there week one, and then she won't be there the rest of the time. And then to be named later, Tater Chip Lady. Should be there probably about half the time.
Good luck to Pounds Vag.
Yeah. No, we're thinking about Pounds.
Yep, big time.
Guns of Brighton. They lost Purple Nurple and Seashells, who retire.
Retired.
They retire into the sunset, and they pick up Squeaky G.
He's had some sneaky big games over the draft league.
Is he also any? Does he have any mechanic experience at all?
Fucking hire him.
I don't think so.
Squeaky Jean.
James, get that in there.
I believe he's a two-handed bowler.
Yeah, he is.
In the image of Holden Green.
He is.
I'm thinking about going two-handed this year.
He's from the Holden Green tree. I wouldn't advise that.
He did have a 289 something like that.
He had some monster game and got free bowling for it. Squeaky G.
Two-handed?
Pretty good bowler.
Yeah. Two-handed.
Yeah.
Bull Murray got high bowling this week with a 122.
Shout out.
Free bowling.
Well, so did new beer signing Railroad. Had a big game this week.
122?
122.
It was about double that.
What was it?
245.
For high bowling?
Yeah.
He's going to get free bowling anyways on beer.
Team of the year? You mean...
Team of the beer. Changing the name of the award to new these award. Days. Yeah. Lots of changes coming up. We got an average cap. As long as you don't go over 2050, you're good. 1250 is the cutoff. Who's got 1250? Holy fuck, guys. Come on. Fuck the average cutoff.
Come on.
Dirty half dozen. Went 7-5 last year. Their only change is losing Corn Nut.
Yeah.
Well.
What's his name? Has not been in great health.
The word is.
that crazy war vet party machine.
I think he's been saving
I'm
himself.
Literally drawing a blank on his name. What's his name? G-Force. G-Force is not in good health. If they don't have G-Force, they're fucked. Doc Moose has bowled too much. His arm's fucking shut. They got nothing. That team's going to suck major ass.
No, they're going to be fine. They're probably going to win Thursday.
If they win Thursday?
No way.
If they win Thursday, no. I'll get a G-Force tattoo on my butt.
No.
I like their chances.
Yeah, there's just... No. There's an import.
Yep. TDYOB went 7-5. We pick up Captain Sparrow, and we lose Side Salad. That is an upgrade.
Clown penis.
Clown penis. May he rest in peace.
Sparrow's a high plains drifter. This is a nice pickup for us.
Are you guys going to win Thursday?
But is he going to get like the shifter discount? Are we going to ruin his fucking life?
Yeah, a little bit. I think he adjusted well in draft league because I bowled draft league with him.
Yeah, but I wasn't on the team. I'm the one that
No. It doesn't matter. He was used to rolling late all the time. I mean, that in and of itself is a big adjustment for most people.
You guys have all late this season?
Of course.
Nice. That's where the party's at, dude.
You don't have one early game?
I can't believe we lost fucking DJ Fart Nugget. Fucking Atomic's gone. DJ what happened Fart on Thursday night? That's the guy I look to. I'm like, dude, I need like 10 strikes in a row. I'm on pace for a 12. Give me some tunes, my man. He starts cranking the TDYOB fucking hit list, and we start rocking out. Now he's gone.
This has never happened, literally.
It's actually
never
good
happened.
For where he's going because they have sucked. That was my lady and I's favorite spot. They've sucked, so good luck to fucking Atomic. I mean, but what the hell's going on Thursday night, DJ?
Once he has a schedule, maybe he'll do some. I mean, there's a rotation going this year. I've got a bunch of people lined up. I'm trying to fill in.
There's been some great DJs that haven't been Atomic, too.
There'll probably be five, at least four.
Well, I mean,
four or more DJs that rotate through for both nights.
And depending on who you get, that can significantly affect the outcome of the game. You know, like you guys might have some really bad weeks.
Oh, what a night. Comes Oh, What a Night again. Get ready for 135.
Well, if they play, Mike. They play like 30 seconds of a song and then switch it right when it's coming to the break.
Well, I can get down with that. I got no, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
No attention span.
Thank you. There you go. He knows.
Touch my excitement.
He actually
no
went
changes.
To college.
Leisure Rolls pick up Dutch.
Dutch.
Do they lose anybody?
Dutch is handing out free beers at the bar. Fucking killing the fucking tank for the night. Fuck that guy. Hey, anybody thirsty? Hey, it's a free beer. Cheers to Maine Beer Company. Nice sponsorship. Cheers to Dutch and Maine Beer Company.
This might be a good time
Thanks
to bring
up the... Thanks for the free beers. Start handing them out on the lane. Hey, your next beer's on us. Got a bottle opener? Yes, I do.
Well, it got him a beer sponsorship somehow.
This week. Brought to you by Maine Beer Company. We'll take anybody at any time.
Lions Den lose Turncoat Ricky Vaughn. They pick up Mr. Florida.
Mr. Florida?
Mr. Florida. I bowled against him.
I think he's the only guy who reads the webpage.
I know.
He went to... he tried to change his name to Spartacus during fall, and they didn't let him.
Well, you can't.
And I've met the guy, and I think it's a good name, actually.
Make a good Spartacus. You don't want to be. Yeah. You don't want to be affiliated with Florida.
Florida is a strange one.
I am Spartacus. You can't.
I mean,
give
why is he
want
to be affiliated with Florida? Trust me, I'm from there. The place is fucked.
Because he loves going to Florida. That's
every time
how they do it in Tampa,
this happened in Florida. And it's always like the most insane fucking
Florida
thing.
Man.
That would be a good name. Taking change. A shit.
Yeah, Florida Man. Florida Man. Florida Man would be better. Overtime. Yeah, that's true.
Florida Man. Yeah. Mr. Key West.
Guacaboli has no changes, but I guess Badger is okay, so he'll be
all good.
All good for Bo Po.
Yeah, it was a bummer not having him for draft.
Spare the dog. They pick up Casual Hundo.
Yeah, good boy name.
Great boy name. And I do they lose Hootie?
Well, she's gonna bowl
tells me
once
she'll
or
never
twice.
Roll a ball again the rest of her life.
She wants Super to. Sub. She'd rather just hang out on the bench with the team and not bowl.
Gotcha.
But if needed, she's right. There. Sweet.
She still likes her team. She just doesn't like the sport.
They've got team of the year potential.
Oh boy.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Yes! Yes! No flags! Well, yes! It looks yes!
Like, for the play-by-play here, there's some football going on.
Oh! Best day of my fucking life!
Tampa's getting beat.
If anybody just saw the last play of the Miami-New England Patriots game, it was like the fucking Stanford band type shit. Unreal. No flags.
And they win.
All those
point.
Passes were thrown behind too. There was no fucking, you know.
I can't believe that.
Motor City Miracle bullshit. Yeah.
Cannot win. In
wow. Miami. Wow. Game over.
Look at that. The kicker is looking sad.
So while we're still talking about the league, tattoos and titties, no changes there.
What a day! Florida does it again.
Welcome to Thursday, a Cape
Mr.
Fear.
Mr. Florida made this happen.
Cape Fear. We were talking about Florida Man. It just happened.
We did it. We did it, guys. We did
it's
it.
Mr. Florida in the house. Come on, Gronk. You got me. Yeah. Eat my ankles, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Game.
Cape Fear. They pick up the dentist.
I guess they're sending some texts.
They pick up the dentist. Cape Fear is a very legitimate.
And they moved to Thursday.
Did they lose anything?
Their dignity.
Oh.
Yes. Enjoy that loss, you fucking pieces of shit.
So listen. I think that...
Who are you talking to?
I'm not sure they're going to
Sparkles,
lose in Thursday.
No, Sparkles,
yeah, I would
Dick
be surprised if they
and Glossy. Well,
yeah.
Cape Fear is going to be... they're going to be tough.
I think they will win Thursday, eh?
Yeah, I mean, they've got as good a chance as anybody.
I think this team's going to do fine, too. My balls.
Yeah.
Cygnus is the new captain.
Yeah.
And they pick up Cleveland.
Cleveland's big. We face them week one, and that's going to be a challenger match. I don't know who else they have. They have Cygnus, Luna, and Cleveland, but I don't know who else they have. Wedge is still on my balls.
I don't think so.
We'll find out.
So they don't have any bricks anymore?
Thursday B. We have two imports from Thursday A. Bold and the Beautiful and Five Finger Discount.
Nice.
Yep.
Five Finger Discount lost Dutch.
Shout out to Dutch.
No changes on B&B, though, I don't think.
Nope.
Urea went unbeaten last year, so they're not changing. Party Mix went 10-2. No changes.
How the fuck they go 10-2?
Chaminade looking for a team.
What the fuck's going on in Thursday A?
Cool guy.
That's got to be a shit show. Thursday B, I mean. I mean, what the fuck? Party Mix, they got to be putting out 560s on the regular.
Who's on that team?
They're going 10-2. Fuck it. You know what? Is there
is
some
that
time
a real number?
To move TDYOB down to Thursday B? Go no. down there, pound ass.
Schedule's been made.
Then we get a B team in the tournament. Then we get another fucking B team in the tournament.
You might be
able beat
to get
these wankers in the quarters.
You get we're a B back. Banner down there?
We're back to the semifinal team of lore that we've always been.
Hey, what?
We will take this relegation.
If going to B.
I already know Munson is with you. Munson and I talked about this at length one night. He's like, I want B, dude. I'm like, come on. You're like the most psycho competitive dude on the team.
Banner.
He's like, no, I want it. If we're going to keep my wife on the team, we need to go B, and we really need to take advantage of this and not blow it all in the playoffs. She went for a mammogram. He was pissed. No, never mind.
Yeah. Not the platform.
Just kidding, guys.
There's
just
no way that story gets better.
Psych theater came back clean.
For the end of that story. Right.
Maybe she can roll her ankle. I don't want to give a nefarious. Yeah, yeah. My bad there, guys.
Wait for the after podcast.
Let's get some edits going, bro.
Can't edit.
Boulder Dash has a new captain in Boys McCracken, but no changes, I don't think.
Fried Bologna.
Penny Candy, no changes. Roll another. Uncle Buck is the new captain, so who did they lose?
Uncle Buck.
Chupacabra.
Bones just
captain,
had a baby, too.
12-year captain leaving the league.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
He's a hairy dude.
FC Portland stands pat.
Now they
you
got,
think Willie's going to be on that team?
They got somebody. They got Captain Caveman. FC Portland signed up.
Oh, wow.
Really? Off of...
Pretty sure about that one.
Off the rails.
Off of Lions Den, formerly of...
Oh, right, because Beanpole was over there.
Is that right? Yeah. She was on FC?
Yeah, that would make sense.
And Mokiki is the new captain of Lions Den. There was a passing of the torch.
Oh, okay.
Don't tell anything to Uli about Bush's funeral. I'll go off on you.
But that dog is still loyal.
Yeah. Fake news. Fuck that fucking dog. Didn't even like that fucking guy. You kidding
me? This is a bowling.
We went to war. It's a picture of my kid shooting a basketball, dude. Chill out.
Thursday B.
The Lesbolians and Pinups both went 6-6. No changes that we know
of
there.
Last great team of the year, Lesbolians.
Happy Hands Productions. No changes.
Sasha Northfield.
Sayonara Puds Taxi.
For now.
We hardly knew you.
No, those guys rock.
Puds Uber.
They'll be back.
Puds always made the match fun. It was an automatic win, so it was like the double whammy of love.
We'll also have
Granola Bowls. Have fun. Hey. Sign me up every Thursday.
Granola Bowls will be back. Bohemian Strike City will be back. And Bad News Spares will be back as well. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Classics. Well, it's going to be a hell of a... Be fun. It's fun to watch. January 1st.
January 1st.
This game's over.
What are you talking about?
KC came back and won.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers to Bopo.
Good luck this year, guys. Bopo. Thanks. What do we got? Bopo 12, 12 13, 14, 15. 12. What is it?
12.
12. I'll drink to that.
Yeah,
I'll
drink to that too. Get your shirt designs in.
You need a fucking shirt, dude. We'll give you one of ours. If
we got
two.
Yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, they went. They're going pink. They're going pink.
You're gonna get brand new shirts.
We're getting two new shirts.
Is this? Okay.
We have home and away jerseys.
Oh, two new shirts for everybody. I thought you were doing reprints like we do.
No. Yeah, Fuge is it's going to work out well.
You guys added Fuge?
We've added him to our vendor list.
He's on the approved. Yeah. He's on the approved vendor list.
He's the official.
Oh, oh, you idiot! Wu-Tang Clan.
Football Sunday.
I have 13 blank beer jerseys over here. Seriously.
He offered them all to Bert the Bandit.
So they're all going
to
say Ricky Vaughn.
Turncoat Ricky Vaughn.
Podcast After Dark.
Turncoat Ricky Vaughn.
Turncoat Ricky, seriously.
Thanks for listening to Rooftop Sessions. We will see you on the lanes.
Well, my mama, she didn't love me. She had to stay out all night long. Oh, Lord. Me. She had to stay out all night long. I didn't care if she didn't lie. I was boogie boogie in her house. When I first come to town, people. I was walking down Hastings Street. I heard everybody talking about the Henry Swain Club. I decided I'd drop in there that night. And when I got there, I said, yes, people. Yes, they were really having a ball. Yes, I know. Boogie chillin'. I was laying down. I heard Mom and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama to let that boy boogie woogie. Cause it's in him and it got to come out. Well, I felt so good, and I went on boogie-woogin' just the same. Yeah.